Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Houthis arrest the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir for exposing Trump's deal. Translated. On Friday, the 21st of November 2025, the Houthi group in Ibb Governorate arrested two members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the brothers Usama Muhammad Mas'ad al-Wurafi, 19 years old, and Ibrahim Muhammad Mas'ad al-Wurafi, 15 years old, following the distribution of a leaflet issued by Hizb ut-Tahrir entitled, Trump leads his followers from the rulers in the Muslim lands to a disgraceful and shameful deal, lowering their heads behind him by placing Gaza Hashem under guardianship and colonialism. This leaflet was distributed in Yemen and most Muslim countries. The leaflet distributed by the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir exposes the deal of the criminal Trump and exposes the treacherous rulers involved in it. Among what was stated in it, this Security Council resolution is not born of the moment, but was crafted by Trump with the approval of his followers from the rulers in the Muslim lands since the UN meeting in September 2025, where Trump chaired a meeting that included Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Indonesia, and Pakistan on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meetings on Tuesday, the 23rd of September 2025, describing it as the most important meeting when he presented or imposed upon them a 20-point plan. And the 20 points of his plan spoke of the loss of Gaza and its guardianship and colonialism, making Gaza a garden enjoyed by Trump and his Jewish associates. End quote. The Houthis' arrest of the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir proves their claims and deception regarding standing with Gaza. They are, in reality, of the same type of the treacherous rulers mentioned in the leaflet, such as bin Salman, MBS, and bin Zayd. How could it be otherwise when they defend them and arrest those who expose them and expose their American masters before the Ummah? This act strips the Houthis and drops the cover they always tried to hide behind, claiming to stand with Gaza Hashem, while their stance is nothing but slogans with which they deceive people. But far-fetched indeed, for the cycle will turn against them just as it turned against those before them, whether the perished Ali Saleh in Yemen or other criminal rulers in the lands of Muslims. How astonishing. The Houthis raised the slogan, quote-unquote, death to America, while they arrest the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, who work day and night to uproot America and its capitalist system. Our message to the sincere members of the security establishment in the land of Al-Ansar, the Yemen of faith and wisdom, is that Hizb ut-Tahrir has roots deeply embedded in the body of the Islamic Ummah, and its sincere da'wah travels across the horizons of the earth. The Hizb is known to all as a political party whose goal is the resumption of Islamic life by establishing the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, and it does not use material actions to achieve its goals, not out of fear or cowardice, but as commitment to the method of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in establishing the state. You will find in the basics of the Hizb, published on internet sites, the clear explanation and sufficient answer providing its truthfulness, that it is the pioneer who does not lie to his people. We affirm that the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir do not fear such repressive actions, whether in Yemen or other Muslim countries, where they face arrest at the hands of the regimes there. These practices have not deterred them from continuing their da'wah, and the party will not hesitate in its path, following the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to establish the second Khilafah al-Rashida upon the method of prophethood. Soon, by the permission of Allah Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
يوم لا ينفع الظالمين معذرتهم ولهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار.
Indeed, we will support our messengers and those who believe in the worldly life and on the day when the witnesses will stand. The day when the excuses of the wrongdoers will not benefit them, and for them is the curse and for them is the worst home. Surah Ghafir, Ayah 51-52. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.